state of Danzig. Warsaw is bombed, blasted, and shelled. Poland is in ruin.
Despite all of the negative, nasty, harsh things that are happening to the practitioners of Falun Dafa, they are still able to maintain that sense of moral rectitude, authority, whatever you want to call that, by not coming back with the same type of nasty, underhanded vitriol that has been put upon them. And that's been very impressive. And so as a result, you couldn't find a group that represents more, in a sense, the good, and have the persecutors more represent the bad. I mean, it's a classic struggle of good and evil.
Thank you.
this movement of Falun Dafa, happening as it is now, you know, emanating, if you will, from China and carrying out across the world, if we don't help to stand up for something that has such pervasive, I think, and important ramifications in terms of enlightenment and personal freedoms and liberty and all these important things, if we don't take a stand on this now, I think we will be, history will cast aspersions on us for not having done so, for not having had the foresight to do whatever we could to help this out, to make sure that these people are allowed the freedom of spiritual practice they deserve.